Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting this hour with Miles from the European Union. Welcome, Miles.
Vincent, good morning, class.
Good morning, Miles. Miles, you're a senior USA Prepares instructor. You are brilliant in so many areas, and today we're going to talk about something that you and I have talked off the air about. You heard me mentioning that we're having an increasing number of failures of hydraulic equipment with rubber parts, hoses, hydraulic cylinders, and tractor tires are aging faster than they should, and tires that, you know, we know how long they should last, roughly, over the road type tires on, you know, light trucks and cars, they're wearing out faster. Engine temperatures are increasing. We're finding overheating problems. And so I was talking about this, and you're noticing similar things in Europe. Isn't that right?
Wow, yes, we do. It's incredible. The lifespan of tires, how that one is reduced. Hydraulic hoses, the lifetime of them is going down. And, of course, bushings and all kinds of rubber parts that have metals attached to it. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. So, Miles, you know, for those who are listening to this broadcast, they may say, no big deal. You know, I don't have a farm. I don't drive a tractor trailer. I don't operate a forklift. I don't have a company that has this kind of machinery. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is hydraulic equipment is almost everywhere in the supply chain. Literally, if you think about it, these tractor trailers get loaded with forklifts. The forklifts have hydraulic equipment to load and unload the tractor trailers. Hydraulic equipment is used to change your oil. You go to the service station and your car is put up on a lift to repair it. Well, without hydraulics, your car is not going up in the air. I mean, you know, for the most part. So there are so many uses for hydraulic equipment, as well as, you know, power steering on a lot of vehicles is hydraulically operated. The braking system on most vehicles is hydraulically operated. And it's everywhere. And we're seeing increasing failure rates. So because of that, we wanted to talk about why this is happening, the phenomena that we see, what we think is causing it, and what to do about it. So, Miles, let's start with this. What happens when heat is applied to these fluids, these hydraulic fluids and motor oils and engine oils and so forth? What happens?
Okay, first off, these hydraulic fluids and engine oils, they expand, and they have a certain operational capacity from a certain low point in cold weather to a certain high point for hot conditions. And the interesting part with that is you can have an oil getting as cold as you want. You can freeze it down. It doesn't hurt it very much. But if you overheat an engine oil ATF or hydraulic fluid, for 10 degrees Celsius, that would be 50 degrees Fahrenheit. If you overheat it with only 50 degrees Fahrenheit for a short time, you here now aged the oil by 400%.
So, Miles, if we're talking about, let's say we're towing a vehicle with our pickup truck, and we're towing a trailer. Let's say we're towing a trailer with our pickup truck, and we're climbing a hill, and we look and we see the temperature of the on the dashboard that the engine temperature is increasing. It gets to the overheat point. Now we know that, but what we don't know is what's happened to the transmission oil temperature, right? There's typically not a gauge for that in most vehicles.
Not only that there's not a gauge, it's let's go back to the engine oil first. The engine has a certain a density under certain pressure. So if you start, if you're towing and you're going uphill and the engine is really huffing and puffing, so you're applying a lot of pressure and friction to that oil when it's hot. So the point of friction is way hotter than with the engine oil than the overall oil temperature. And here is where the oil starts to cracking apart, literally cracking apart. The molecule chains, carbo acid molecule chains, they start disintegrating from, let's say, optimum 20, 24, 26, 28, something like that. They go downhill. And this cracking, you can see there. You can find out when you open up your the oil cap, and you see starting more brownish and blackish stuff like carbonizing and the nitrite being there. This is an indicator that your oil that you're using is underrated for the usage you are having.
Mm. So when we unscrew the engine oil cap on typically on the valve cover of an automobile or light truck engine, and it looks brownish, then the oil, you're saying, is underrated for the purpose?
In most parts, yes. Especially if you have one of the newer engines, the so-called downsized engines, such as the Ford EcoBoost or the new Chrysler with a low cubic double turbo, one turbo, double turbo, or a blower charging. These oils have to withstand 4,000 times more pressure and heat than with a normal atmospheric car in the year 2000.
So Miles, have you noticed that some oils seem to perform better than other oils in terms of brand?
Well, yes, for sure. And let us go into the anatomy of oils a little later. I would like to go with you over a couple of facts and oil aging and what the succession of oil aging does with your engine or your transmission. And then we can go on to certain on the anatomy, and after that we can present some solutions and for that topic.
Okay. So, okay. All right, let's do that.
Okay. So when you turn on the engine and you go on the highways or you tow, your engine oil is fine if you use it for its specified purpose. Like normal driving, it doesn't hurt the car very much. If you're driving only very short distances, it builds up a lot of moisture in the engine because of the blow-by of the pistons. So here, the oil is oxidizing. The problem with the oxidation is that oil is breaking down with H2O and oxygen as well. So if you're a heavy-duty user, and if you are a user that's only driving a little, you have to more frequently exchange the oil. It's very important to do that.
Okay. So you're saying something that a lot of us gearheads have done, you know, many, many years ago. We would change the oil at 3,000 miles, even though the engine or the automobile manufacturer would say every 5,000 miles. And if you look in the manuals of many of the older cars, they would say, well, if you're driving short trips or on dusty conditions, exchange your oil or change your oil, you know, more frequently. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes. But even if you, if you're driving, what I'm witnessing here, I don't know if you can witness that in the States as well. The sun has changed. The sun rays have changed, or our atmosphere has changed, and that's why we're getting a little different sun rays here now. The amount of infrared radiation that we are having here has increased. So when you drive with your car over a blacktop or asphalt, the reflective heat of the asphalt heats up the pipes and the lines that are mounted on the bottom of the car. Normally they are there that they have the best cooling, but the blacktop is radiating that much heat off that even in these lines, that oil in its return line cannot cool down. It's coming almost with the same temperature to the collection or to the collection tank or to the sump back as it came back from the differential or from the automatic transmission. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. We measured that. It was not a very much difference. It was 30 degrees centigrade difference there only. So even here we have to think about in changing environments that we adjust our habits and our maintenance habits to changing environments in order to have our equipment, our cars, trucks operating longer without a problem. And especially, we are here in a mountainous surrounding, so we have the mountain rescue, the firefighters. If we have a failure in our system, there are lives at stake.
Certainly, and for those who are farmers, if you have a hydraulic failure or an oil-related failure, you may not be able to get your product harvested or your produce harvested or your cattle fed or go to market or bale your hay or feed your hay. It's, you know, I can't think of very many operations that we have here on the farm that are not hydraulic fluid related. And we are so dependent on our tractors, our farm tractors, that we even have spare tractors now because we can't afford the absence of the machinery because of the weather. By the way, Miles, I want to share something with you. I called International Lubricants Incorporated. You recommend a product called LubeGuard. Mm-hmm. And so I called them yesterday. And they said that they had they produced a commercial that related to global temperatures increasing. And they got beat up for it.
Wow.
And I said, well, I don't know. Actually, I don't think you want to come on the air with me because, you know, we've got Dane Wigington and we're talking about geoengineering and those kinds of things. So if you're getting beat up, but they've got great products. And I was hoping to get one of their experts on to talk about them. But anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk more about fluids, failures, additives, what to do about this, because this is a real problem. We're not exaggerating. This is real, and it's experienced firsthand in Europe and in the United States. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now at the gas pump.
bank or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID-blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Miles, I want to share something with you. Just before the broadcast started, Mrs. Finelli was in the studio with me, and she looked at the atomic clock, and she said, I got to go listen to Miles.
So I'm on operation temperature now. I had to take care of one thing in the first segment, so I apologize for that. But now I'm getting running here. Hello, Mrs. Finelli. Thank you very much for that. So
no, seriously, that's never happened before where she said, I got to go. I have to listen to this.
Okay, so let's just jump back into the situation. The situation is that we are faced with an environment that is hostile to our fluids. And being hostile to our fluids, it has repercussions for every kind of mechanical component that we have in our vehicles, as well as in airplanes. I wouldn't fly several airlines anymore because of their maintenance habits, as well as I wouldn't buy certain car parts because of their building or remanufacturing habits. I wouldn't just place them into a vehicle that I drive with, or that I set my children and my wife in. I wouldn't do it. It's too dangerous today. So let's go back into the situation. The situation is that with these modern engines and even with the old engines, we need to find a way for us to create a higher heat exchange rate, and that the oil stays more stable, and that the cleaning agents in the oil stay stable and don't disintegrate, that the oil doesn't start gumming up in colder spots there and starts carbonizing or damaging seals or even damage then through wear and tear the mechanical parts, such as in differentials or in four-wheel drives, the transfer case, right. So the heat reduction was always created through certain agents in the oil. And yesterday, on yesterday's shows, I already shared that one of the quality ingredients of an oil is boron as a heat exchanging agent. Very important stuff. You wouldn't believe how much the difference on boron is in certain engine oils as well as in ATS. It's incredible how they save the boron for more expensive products.
Well, let me give you a very quick example. I have a chart in front of me, and I posted this on the website. It lists the parts per million of boron. And one of the oils that I really like is a product called Chevron Delo, D-E-L-O, number 400-L-E. That's the name of the oil, Chevron Delo 400-L-E. And it has 557 parts per million of boron. Now, another oil that that you might use and I might use would be a mobile product called Delvac. These are diesel engine oils. Delvac has 73 parts per million of boron, whereas Delo, Chevron's Delo, has 557.
Wow.
You look at Castrol. You know, people would say, Castrol, what a great oil. Castrol GTX Diesel has seven parts per million. Then
wow.
You go to,
for advertising.
Right. And then you go to Shell's Rotella, which is considered a great oil. Shell Rotella T5, the letter T, the number 5, it has 22 parts per million. So the winner is clearly Chevron's Delo, which I think has a lower disappearance rate, if you will. I have less oil consumption with Chevron's Delo than some of the other oils, seriously. And I'm wondering if the boron is the reason for that, because it has more than five times more boron than the next closest competitor that I can find.
Yeah, but the boron is not the only important indicator for that. A very important test for fluids, oils that you might require from the manufacturer is the so-called hot tube test.
Mm-hmm.
Hot tube test. And the hot tube test simulates the aging of the oil. What they're testing there is the heat reduction reactions, the so-called cracking of the oil. When does it crack, and to what degree does it crack? So I continue after the break.
Mm-hmm. And, Miles, what you're clearly indicating in this broadcast classroom is that oil is not oil. I mean, all oils are not the same, and it's not just the label on the oil package. It's not just the pretty pictures that indicate the best oil. There you go. We'll be right back.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Pencils, paper,
notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, serious topic today. Serious topic. We're talking about fluids, the temperature causing breakdowns and failures, and then the cascading effects of the lubrication-related failures on engines and equipment. And it's a lot of it is because of the heat, and some of it is caused by the absence of the ingredients that are necessary to make oils great and lubricants and fluids great. And they've changed over the years. I'm going to be posting some other resources for you at USA Prepares after this broadcast. So, Miles, we've got the overheating problems. The roads are higher temperature, and it's causing these failures. Do you want to get into what do we do about it?
Well, let me just give you a rundown on the hot tube test and why that is up and why it's important for you as a buyer, as an informed buyer. So the hot tube test gets the oil. They burn the oil in a glass, and then they have it reacting with oxygen and sometimes with water. They do that with ATF as well. So what they want to find out is whether it crystallizes and when it gums up, and whether there's any crystals left that might result to abrasion processes in the engine or in the transmission. So what they're doing after that test, after they really destroy that oil, is they make a so-called gravitational measurement of hexane-insoluble residues at 290 degrees Celsius or 554 degrees Fahrenheit. They're measuring the particles that are insoluble then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shocking. It's when you should require that hot tube test from the oil company that you want to use, because that gives you the nuts and bolts of the oil.
Mm-hmm. That, and, you know, and so you're talking about these, the ability to withstand high temperatures. And we think, well, you know, our engine only heated up to 195 degrees because that's what the temperature says on our gauge on our dash. But that's not the temperature at the bearing surface.
Right.
At the rod bearing or the main bearing or some of the ball bearings or roller bearings in the engines.
Or the piston rings.
Or the piston rings, right? Very high temperature.
Yeah. So, and pressure. There you have temperature and pressure. So the important part that class needs to take out of here is engine never ages linearly. Never, ever. It is aging exponentially. If you increase the temperature by only 50 degrees, it ages 400 times. So normally, if you have a 10,000 miles oil-changing interval and you just raise the temperature 50 degrees, you overheated 50 degrees, now you have 2,500 miles oil-changing interval, period.
Miles, so for our class to put this to practical use, by me changing my thermostat in a Chevy pickup truck, a 2004 pickup truck, from 195 degrees Fahrenheit down to 180 degrees, so I've reduced the operating temperature of the engine 180 degrees. Now, there's some disbenefits to doing that. But on the overall, did I do the right thing based on what we're observing with ambient temperatures increasing around the globe?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there is a huge joke with the entire oils and fluids. It's the so-called lifetime fillings. You have a Mercedes, and back in beginning 2000 when you bought a Mercedes, it always stated, oh, no, you don't need to exchange the ATF, and you don't need to exchange the differential oil. That's a lifetime filling. We're so modern, it's a lifetime filling. Well, let me give you a comparison. An oil manufacturer requires every dealer that every kind of oil has a shelf life of 5 years. So the oil is sitting in the canister on the shelf, is doing nothing. And after 5 years, it's bad. It needs to be recycled or just thrown away. So now you're having a car with 5 years operating fluids. Don't you think it's time to exchange all the fluids by then?
Miles, you know, for Christmas, I don't like buying Christmas presents, but I bought our son a dipstick for his transmission because his car, which happens to be a Mercedes, an old Mercedes, did not come with a transmission dipstick because it had lifetime fluid. And I wanted to make sure that we had the ability to change that transmission fluid and check the level of the fluid, because literally the car does not come with a transmission dipstick, because allegedly you don't need one because you never change the fluid, which is crazy.
It's the new and improved packaging of oil, and especially with the Mercedes, they have one weak spot. It's the radiator. They have a combined radiator that where the engine coolant and the ATF are going through both. And if they develop microcracks, then you have the situation that glycol goes over to the ATF side and shreds your clutches and plates, steel plates and friction plates in the transmission to heaven.
What is the transmission rebuild cost on a Mercedes?
Well, if you go to your Mercedes dealer, they ask between $4,000 and $8,000. If you I wouldn't have my transmission rebuild by everybody. There's here in Europe only a handful, literally five transmission rebuilders that I trust blindly because I know them, I know their facilities, and I know what kind of equipment they have in addition to rebuilding the transmission. In the United States, it's the same situation. If I would be in the situation that I have to rebuild my transmission now in the United States, I would use certain parts as a torque converter, and I would only use certain remanufacturers for having it remanufactured and then installed and having the coolers checked and flushed, but not with a can flush, with a flushing machine, because the can flush doesn't do anything. It doesn't help. There's a certain flushing machine. It's called the hot flusher. You can find them at the webpage hotflusher.com. This is the only machine that has such a high volume stream that you would need 18,000 cans in 1 hour to flush a radiator in comparison to 1 hour hot flush machine.
Okay, that's I think I've figured out how this works, and it makes absolute sense to me. Kind of like a radiator boiler. If you're going to have a radiator repaired. Miles, so what do we do? What do we do to resolve these problems?
Okay, so the situation is that you can, if you know what kind of oil you're shopping for, what the boron content is, what the copper content is, and the anatomy of oil is that you have three packages in an oil or an ATF. The first and the main ingredient is so-called base oil. The base oil is the most important part. Here in the European Union, an oil manufacturer can call an oil full synthetic oil if the content of the fully synthetic oil is 70% or more. 17% or more. And then it's fully synthetic. So the higher the fully synthetic package is in the oil, the better it is. Then the second package is the admixture, so-called filler. It's the buffer filler. And nowadays, we in the European Union here have the situation that they're collecting the old oils. They're reconditioning them. They're reboiling them and skimming them after the density. And then they're mixing it into the newer oils as well. That decreases the engine, not the engine, but the oil performance dramatically. And the third package is the additive package, where you have the cleansers, the anti-foaming agents, where you have the heat agents, the stability agents for the oil. And so what I'm... I'm sorry. What I'm shopping for is I'm looking for, number one, the amount of the base oil. How much fully synthetic oil is in there? And I stress the fully synthetic because the not fully synthetic oils are so-called hydrocracked oils. So what they do is they boil up the oil, they crack the carbon acids apart, and then in another process, they put them back together. But the binding of these acids, of these carbon acids, is not that strong. So when you reach a high point or that high friction temperature spot in the engine, they start cracking. And that's where it results, where the carbonizing and the browning up or the gumming up of seals, of rollers, of valve stems, of EGRs. EGRs are gumming up, the exhaust recycling valves. Right. Mm-hmm. So I don't use HC oils at all because I don't see any benefit in them. These are the oils you find at these cheap lubrication spots. So I don't go there.
Yeah. And, Miles, just so our class understands, years ago I know of oil change places that would have a barrel of 55-gallon barrel of, let's say, a name brand oil. And you go, wow, that's great oil. That's expensive oil. Well, what would happen is a lot of these companies, well, some of these companies would buy cheap oil, and then they would pour it into the barrel that had, you know, the label of the expensive oil on it. And so even though you thought you were getting the good stuff, you might not be getting the good stuff. It's kind of like when the gas stations would tell the delivery guy who with the tanker truck, okay, dump 1,000 gallons of regular gasoline into the premium gasoline tank. And then they would sell 1,000 gallons of regular gasoline at premium prices. So these kinds of things happen. It's yeah. fraud. It's deceptive. It's dishonest, but it happens. So the bottom line is you've got to change your own oil. That's all there is to it. Right, Miles?
Well, you can change your oil, or you can find somebody who you entrust with that if they do it after your guideline. That's fine. Because I don't care for gummed up or carbonized valves, inlet ports or valve stems and with lubrication reduction then, or clogged up exhaust recycling valves or brownish nitrate buildup in my engine. And especially I don't like if the oil channels that are in the block are clogging up, that the return of the oil doesn't work that good, and the engine then starts burning the oil.
Mm-hmm. Miles, so if do you have a brand of automobile engine oil for gasoline engines that you prefer? Would you, when we come back from this break, would you consider sharing with us what your favorite brands are? And I'll share mine as well.
Okay.
Miles from Europe is with us, and we're talking about engine oils and failures and heat and what to do about it. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
RFlags.com just found out that 49-year-old Anthony Hervey, a black man in Mississippi, he was chased down in his car and killed, apparently for his support of the Confederate flag. This will not stand. RFlags.com now offering 10% of every sale to go to the Hervey family to help them in their time of need. You want to help this family? Go to RFlags.com. We'll donate 10% of every sale. RFlags.com. That's RFlags.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Miles is with us, and so Miles, you know, you've had plenty of experience with engine oils, fluids, lubricants, and what do you like best, if you're willing to share that with us, for the typical gasoline engine? You have a vehicle that you drive that is gasoline powered. It's pretty much the same vehicle I have, same year, and everything. What do you like for that particular gasoline-powered engine? Did we lose Miles?
Are you? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Mm-hmm.
I was muted. I apologize. Okay. So what we are using in our fleets here, as well as I do on my car, is I use Mobile 1. And I use the old-style Mobile 1, 0W40, as the engine oil, because it has the most reliable and highest amount of synthetic oil in it. And what I do is I upgrade every fluid with LubeGuard products. We do that with tractors, with semis, with transporters, wears with heavy gear as well, in order to control the heat development in these engines for summer and for winter temperatures. So that's what we're using as engine oil and for upgrading the oil. LubeGuard polarizes the oil or the fluid, so all metal surfaces are covered, and it increases the cleansing of the cleansing capabilities of the oil itself. So this is where we go there. It is not a normal additive. It works in the base package of the oil and changes the synthetic oil to a longer carbon acid chain, as well as it polarizes it to a positive charge. So that's what we're using here overall. As an ATF, we use Fuchs, F-U-C-H-S. You can get it in the United States as well. This is the OEM setup for Mercedes. Fuchs Titan oils and differential oils.
Okay. Miles, have you read many years ago that the major oil manufacturers know best. Do not add any additives to your engine oil. I mean, I remember reading that back in the 1960s and the 1970s. Now, things have changed since then. We have tighter tolerances on our engines. Our engines are running hotter. They're more stressed. They make more horsepower per cubic inch or per liter of displacement. We have turbochargers that are, you know, more standard, that increase the oil temperatures that need to be cooled, and a lot of them, I mean, a turbocharger may spin at 100,000 revolutions per minute. I mean, these are pretty, the demands on the engine are so much.
950 degrees on the backside of the turbo is a date I can tell you. We measured it. So you have oil going through that turbocharger, and this is the point where the oil has to perform at its best. And they break apart. They clog up the line. So that's why I partially share the OEM side of not using additives, because there's two possibilities of using additives. One is the coating of the engine and the lines with graphite, MOS2, heavy PTFEs, what we Teflon or nanoparticulate ceramic. And that can create cavitation on the cooling side, on the coolant side. And that's why you see these defects in the metal. These are cavitation. They explode on the water that are imploding water bubbles that are damaging the metal. I don't like that as well. So that's why I advocate for LubeGuard for almost all their products, because they are not working as an additive. They are changing the base oil to a better oil. They make a bad oil better.
Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, there are recommendations of oils not to use. And that was on a post that we put on our website. So there are brands that an engineering site has said, do not use these brands of oils. And if you want to find them, they're on usaprepares.com. Well, Miles, that went really fast. We're going to have to...
Ow.
You know, this was... We have to do this again and again. I don't think we can get this done in less than five classes. Seriously.
Let's do it.
Miles, thanks so much for being with us. By the way, I use that exact same product you do, Mobil 1 0W40. It's a European-type oil, and it really works great. Same oil I use, and you can get it for about, let's say, $22 to $24 for five quarts. Thanks again, Miles.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.